Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Sans Pants Radio, drink up.
Are you shitting your dirty guts out from the stress of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival coming up? Are you overtaken by panic because you can't decide on what show to see? Well, why not stop being a big wet blanket and come see Big Deal, a ferocious game show hosted by me and starring a whole bunch of Sans Pants people and comedians. It's sort of like the game show equivalent of dying inside a plastic bag. Grab your tickets from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website or from our own website, sanspantsradio.com/live. Hey, would you also like to be kept up to date about the many, many, many podcasts we run here at Sans Pants Radio? Well then, look in the show notes of this very episode for links on how to access our newsletter, which will give you all of the latest goss as well as a whole bunch of fun articles written by Sans Pants people. Also, are you looking for a way to wear us on your clothes but hate any merchandise that doesn't come with a sharp bit of metal? Well, head to sanspantsradio.com/merch to grab a limited edition enamel pin while stocks last. There are 10 left, so hurry.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, what would happen if we got Bruce Wayne'd?
So, like, we went and saw Zorro, and then our parents got shot?
Yeah, but I guess...
Oh, man.
Wait, our parents?
Yeah, okay. The three of us, the triplet boys.
The brothers Joel and their ugly brother.
Their ugly, unpleasant, wet brother Jackson. It's fucking hilarious. You think I've got it bad. Mom and Dad named you both Joel. They had one and were like, Joel was good.
Watch, if we had another, and then we were also good, and then they had a wet boy, and they're like, less good.
Less good, should have stopped it too. That's why they called me should have stopped it. So we see Zorro with Mama and Papa. We're walking out into Crime Alley.
Crime Alley. All
they right. Hold your hand, it's wet, then they detour into Crime Alley.
Gosh, maybe I hope someone kills our boy. What was that, Mom and Dad? Nothing, son. Do you hope someone kills me in this alley? Because I am by far your least favorite.
Me and Joel are playing our Game Boys, not paying attention. You don't get one.
I got a drawing of a Game Boy.
Than I did.
It's not as good and full of hurtful words.
Hey, congratulations, it says Nintendo and then shut up.
Okay, so then a mugger comes out of nowhere. What are our reactions to that whole...
Me and Joel don't react as we are playing Game Boys.
I shit myself, the only one
I dropped my Game Boy.
Oh, no. That's great, the classic, like, you know, the beginning of, I think it was Batman vs. Superman, yeah, where it had, the pearls falling in slow motion.
It's just the Game Boy.
Game Boy.
We all imagine the clear Game Boy, right?
Yeah.
So two Game Boys drop and then a sheet of paper floats down to the ground.
I really like, as that Game Boy hits in a moment of cinematic perfection, Mario dies at the same time. That's just called being a clever movie.
Thomas's last words are, not my wife, my son.
Kill my boy. Bad.
Kill the wet one.
It's great if you imagine he holds me up so that the bullet hits me, but it misses my organs and goes into his heart.
He was trying to save his... No.
Does that mean that dad dies, mom dies, I lie on the ground clutching my gut?
You know, you in Face Off?
Yeah.
The opposite of what happens there with the son and the father.
Dad dies,
he tries to push you in the way of the bullet.
The bullet pierces my belly, but doesn't kill me, but kills dad.
It's to imagine he throws you at the man with the gun. And then you deflect the gun so that it hits a pole, and then one bullet goes through both of their heads.
Oh, no.
You killed mom and dad.
No, I didn't. This man did.
Okay.
You were just looking at your Game Boys. You didn't see.
My Game Boy was broken. I dropped it.
You're paying for that, Jackson, by the way. Why? We're rich.
You killed mom and dad.
Okay, already just arguing.
In the street over our parents' corpses.
And the mugger stands there awkwardly. Can I take their pills? Yeah, whatever. Yeah. This is between family, idiot.
You gonna shoot anyone else? No, yeah. Then fuck off.
It's between two lovely brothers and their murderous brother, who's wet and
crying. I don't even have a gun.
Why'd you shoot mom and dad then?
With what? He's got the gun. He did it. You're letting him go.
He's run away.
Hey, sir, did you do it? What? Say he didn't do it.
He said it wasn't him.
Man.
He said you did it.
This fucking sucks. So then the police arrive.
We're still yelling.
Commissioner Gordon's like, because in the comics, he takes Batman and kind of looks after him in this moment, right?
Yeah, he holds him. He's like, you're doing all right. So he's comforting the two Joels.
A blanket that's only big enough for two boys. Can I have a blanket? You can have a top. It's wet.
Use this towel first.
As you're comforted, given hot cocoa, I'm given a cold cup of water and I have to clean my own top. This fucking blows. Mom and dad died.
Mom and dad were killed. And also, we lost our Game Boy. So imagine how bad we feel.
Here's your wet piece of paper with a bad drawing on it. Hey, everything you love is still here.
See, at least yours is still working. Ours is ruined.
It never worked. It's paper. I mean, I guess it works as a drawing.
See? Rubbing in our face. Why are you so mean to us?
Mom and dad wished they only had two boys. They said it to me so often. Well, no remorse. It's a great thing for an 11-year-old to yell at his two brothers. I don't even care. They sucked.
I get a third of the money, and I'm going to use it to be happy. I'm going to buy heaps of Game Boys.
I'm going to have so many fucking Game Boys. Fuck you guys. Commissioner Gordon, can I go? Gives me a glare and arrests me.
Trust you as an adult.
What?
Hung.
Just hanged in the streets of Gotham.
Hang an 11-year-old for a murder.
Boys, what happened? He did it!
Well, son, you're in a lot of trouble. Boom, boom, beheaded by an old-timey executioner with a hood.
That'll please the bat demon.
You guys clap back in the front row. Thank God that our mother and father's killer has been brought to justice. Just walking up the steps, putting my hand on the chopping block. This fucking sucks.
I don't even have a gun.
I'm a child. What the hell's wrong with you people?
As your head flops down onto the floor, you to look up at me with your last vision. I grab your drawing of the Game Boy and tear it up.
Yeah, fucking, of course.
Maybe this is good for me.
Yeah, fucking, I'm happy I don't have to deal with this shit anymore. Thank God the city beheaded me. It was a fucking right move. Yeah, my head on the chopping block gives a thumbs up. Thanks. My life fucking blowed. This is better. Okay, so short of being killed, am I at least thrown in jail?
I think what'll probably realistically happen is Commissioner Gordon has a far better
judge of character.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. Moral compass. I just did the arm gesture for like...
You did a compass gesture. Yeah. I get it, dude.
Than us. So he'd probably be like, I need to care for all three of these boys. So you're probably not getting publicly beheaded. But
you did kill mum and dad, so you might be going to Arkham.
Our
history is written by the victors, and obviously we're the victors.
You won mum and dad's murder, that's true. Are we still getting Alfred?
Oh, yeah.
Does he only have time enough for two boys?
No, the moment Alfred picks us up, he's like, oh, are the Joel safe? Yes, yes. Is that suspected Jackson killed them? Yes, yes.
Yes, he would have.
I imagine that
he
gets
us back up. He was a piece of shit.
Loads us into the car, and you go to get in, and he slams the door on your coat, and then gets into driving because you're dragged behind the car.
Running alongside down the streets of
Alfred,
Gotham.
Let me in!
Alfred, you fucking asshole!
You old cunt!
And that's when Commissioner Gordon's like, oh yes, right, arrest that boy. Thrown in Arkham.
I always hated that boy. Why do you hate me so?
Right.
Alfred, I've been nothing
Flash
but
forward.
Nice.
What, 20 years? 10 years? 15?
We'll go 15.
I think so it's 15. Alright, so... Alright, so...
So wait, we were 11 in that situation,
yeah,
weren't we?
So... Alright, so what's happened to Intram years? Alright, so is Jack in jail?
No, he's out of Arkham now.
I'm out, baby!
He served his 20 years.
That was rough. I was a boy. That's what I say at the court when I meet all of the other Arkham inmates.
Yeah, so you've gone to Arkham.
Are you an adult in the body of a boy by science?
No! No, I was 11 when I went in.
I just got shit brothers. But, also, my butler's a fucking old cunt. I hate him.
Because you've been accused of murdering the parents, I guess you don't get any of the inheritance, so that gets split 50-50 this way.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, got him.
This sucks.
All right, now, are you going to be a Batman? Because I don't think I would.
I think I'd probably use my money on gambling.
Hell yeah.
I might become a business boy. All right.
Well, actually, because 11 is kind of a hard year... Hard time to get off, because in my head I'm like, look, if a bad thing was to happen to me now, I'd just be like, whatever.
Well, that's life.
Yeah.
But if it was like... like,
all right, got to be the mindset. We're brothers. We love each other. We have a shit villain brother. We've just seen Zorro.
Excuse me.
Jackson has definitely shot our parents.
We witnessed it.
Yeah.
Hey.
I have gaslit the shit out of myself.
Yeah. I was going to say, so for you, that murder is crime and Mario are combined. Do they mix in some way to create a Mario Batman?
Perhaps.
With gadgety stomping shoes for stomping the heads of criminals. I don't know. I'm just giving you the pieces of that fateful day. Also, I guess if you went the full Batman route, you got to ask what scares you or what scared you at 11 that you would try to turn into a symbol of fear. If you're
of people... the thing is, Bruce Wayne, if he had a brother, he probably wouldn't have been as mooded. He'd be sad, but...
That's what I'm trying to think, so. It's like, because there's two of us now. And
it would be like a series of unfortunate events. Yeah. We'd just get up to mischief. Rich mischief.
Is it Tom King's run on Batman?
Yeah.
So there is, like, basically Gotham Boy and Gotham Girl.
Yeah.
Who are sort of, like, try to become heroes or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to spoil some stuff because it's a good read.
Yeah.
But there could be something like that, whereas the two of us become like a crime-fighting duo.
But do we hate crime or just our brother?
I think we might hate our brother and the city. How would we gaslight ourselves to then fight crime?
I did do a crime in your eyes.
Unless you've come out of Arkham and be like, hey, you fucking idiots. Dad threw me at the gun.
Do you not fucking remember? Dad, he picked me up like a goddamn football and hurled me. 100 yards into the fucking...
Gun.
Boom. I got this. I'll have a big ugly scar on my stomach from where I was shot.
It's funny that you've been bleeding this whole time.
No one fixed this.
See, in terms of villainy or comic book rules, you'd almost be in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I should.
You were just shot in the spine.
Oh, no, you just became like Mr. Glass.
Yeah, we glass
you good. God damn it. You know that this just healed naturally? That's why I can't walk? Because I got no medical help in prison?
Everyone just assumed you were that color.
Yeah. Everyone was like, oh, you fucking bloody guts guy? Is that your fucking Arkham power? No!
Help, I'm bleeding!
I was a sick boy! great if you imagine this yelled into, like, the intercom at the gate of your big mansion, which I imagine the gate has two J's on either side.
Yes.
And big statues of the two of you at the gate on the posts.
Yeah, so I don't know if it would be against crime, especially if I'm gaslight. I mean, maybe it would be just, like, against shitty brothers.
Yeah.
I think what's
kill all triplets.
What's going to be the impetus for you guys becoming crime fighters is when I inevitably, definitely become a villain.
Yeah,
but your motives aren't that you hate, you want to do crime.
I'll
just
blow
hate
up
us.
The building. That's why I'll be like, these fucking idiots have lived a life of luxury. I'll buy some bombs off someone and just bomb the shit
just
out of
just stand outside
head.
The mansion, just hucking bombs at us.
Yeah, I figure we would, because we wouldn't be given our inheritance straight away, because that would be Alfred looking after us,
yeah.
And he'd be our good father figure.
Yeah.
He'd tell us all these horrible stories of our arsehole third brother.
Alfred, you old fuck, I'm killing you first.
So, okay, let's see. At 11, we've lost our parents to our brother who murdered them in cold blood for no reason.
On purpose.
On purpose, 100% deliberately.
He wasn't used as a silencer or anything.
Not at all. So I reckon I might follow in like Unpapa's footsteps and be like, I'm going to be a businessman and honor his name that
Nothing
way.
Nothing would make me more angry than seeing big statues of you around the city.
Yeah.
Joel Zammit, he built the public transport system. No, sorry. Joel Wayne built the public transport system.
Joel Wayne one. Joel Wayne other one.
Jackson Wayne. Jay Wayne. They don't even say my name.
They don't mention you. The two Wayne brothers.
Oh, Wayne twins.
Yeah, we made sure that, like, as part of the punishment of going to Arkham, you had to denounce your name.
Can we please be twins? And they were like, of course.
But of course.
Absolutely.
Your legal name is now Jackson Idiot.
Jackson Parent Killer.
Jackson PK Idiot. The PK stands for, that's right, Parent Killer. Looked great in front of a jury. Just looked.
I couldn't get bail because of that.
Yeah, it was real good. Real useful.
All right, so I've become...
It's in his name!
See, he did it!
Fucking jury. Why would he name himself that if he's not going to kill parents?
I'm 11! I didn't!
I didn't name myself. That's not how naming works. I am an 11-year-old boy!
But look at this paper signed by his legal guardian, Alfred!
He's guilty. Oh! For the love of God. I hate you. I hate you. I especially hate you, Alfred. This city can eat my ass.
As you've driven away to Arkham. So, yeah, so, okay, I'll take on the Unpapas and become a businessman. How about you, JD? How are you? What are you doing to cope with our parents' tragic
what
murder?
What kind of an 11-year-old were you? Were you like a dinosaur kid or a...
No.
What was obsessing you when you were like...
When I was 11, it was like video games and sport.
Hell yeah.
So like...
All right.
So gambling, yeah. Maybe. You can gamble on both of those things.
That's
I joked
true.
About it before,
That's
but...
true. I was going to say, or you could become like, are you going to go tragic or are you going to go like, basically a perfect boy? To be like, ah, yes, captaining the lacrosse team.
Mom and Dad's death, if anything, helped you.
Yeah, propelled me.
Kind
and
of like...
with my other brother, Joel, taking care of the funding and the public transport, it led me to pursue my hobbies.
Yeah.
Gambling.
And being a perfect boy elsewhere.
Yes. You say everyone has a vice. I assume I'm doing cocaine. They died in the 80s, yeah?
Yeah.
Or the 70s. Whatever. Businessman in the 80s.
Okay, so I guess the moment you two start considering a life of heroism is when I blow up your car.
Oh!
Did you kill Alfred?
Yeah. Maybe that's day one.
All right.
Old man, and I wheel towards him with a gun. And he's like, what? And I just shoot him a million times in the heart.
We legally change your name to AK? Alfred Killer?
Hey, I'm Jackson Alfred Killer Idiot. And Alfred, guess what? What? Bang, 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 bang. You were a terrible parent figure. Truly awful. I was 11.
Then when we find Alfred dead, oh no, our dear papa, he was the best father figure a boy could ever have.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I'd be crying. There'd be a, like a state funeral for the boy.
I'd have left a note saying, you two can eat my ass too. I'm out of Arkham. Fuck you. I was 11.
We now know who did it. We're like, well, we now have to band together.
Call up Commissioner Gordon and be like, yeah, Jack's an idiot, did it again.
Yeah. You shouldn't have let him out. You shouldn't have let him out.
Killed another parental figure for us. He just can't help
he
himself.
He just can't stop.
You've turned me into the thing everyone said I was. My story is tragic. Do you think in Arkham I would have...
It's not anymore. You just gunned down an old man.
Because you made me this.
I don't know.
You robbed me of my inheritance and sent me an 11-year-old boy to Arkham.
Oh, you survived long enough to become the villain.
Started. Was nothing.
Now then... Alfred died a hero.
Yeah, Alfred died a hero trying to protect his two favorite boys, Joel and Joel.
For some reason, I imagine you both coming in tennis gear.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit sweaty, drinking from like a mimosa
or something. Yeah. I imagine it's very much like the Winklevi twins from the Facebook film.
Absolutely. That. Gross rich.
Yeah.
Do you think in Arkham I would have befriended or gotten sympathy from any of Arkham's inhabitants?
I reckon so. I think maybe the Joker is going like, yes, you've killed your parents, a good gag.
I'm like, no, I didn't. I'm 11. Then,
well, who would you gravitate towards as an 11-year-old to kind of be as like a mentor-mentee
situation? Who did 11-year-old Jackson? Which Batman villain?
100% the Joker for you.
Yeah, maybe. No, not at 11. Maybe in high school, sadly, yes. But maybe not when I was 11.
We live in a society, Jackson, and that's fucked.
Here's a word from our sponsors.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Also, this Melbourne International Comedy Festival, I'm hosting a furious game show called Big Deal. And if you don't come see it, I'll shit. Grab your tickets from sanspantsradio.com/live. Who is there, though?
Man, Bat, Penguin,
Man, Bat, listen to this. You suck at listening, Man, Bat.
Penguin. Man, Bat would probably claw you as well.
God damn it.
He's like being clawed by all the villains. Lizard?
Lizard? I mean, what, Croc? The Spider-Man villain Lizard who's here?
Killer Croc?
Killer Croc would have scared the shit out of me. That's a lizard man. Penguin's like the lonely human. He's weird looking, you know, I could join Penguin.
Mr. Freeze, he might be like, I lost my, you know, wife, and we
always
wanted to
have a child.
It's funny
to imagine every villain just assuming I killed my...
Yeah, which means that he lost his wife, so he's going to hate you
he's
for killing...
He's like, how dare you kill your mother and father? I didn't. Well, Jackson,
Eat
parents, killer. It's Jackson. In your name.
I'm like, I mean, yeah! Why would they call you parent killer if you did not, in fact,
my
kill your parents?
My name is not Mr. Hot. It's Mr. Freeze, because I freeze.
So therefore you are parent killer?
You parent kill.
Therefore, look, I guess you parent kill.
I just don't. I hate this place.
I would adopt you as my own, look after you, but I would be afraid that you would then look at me like a parent and then, you know,
the moment
like your name.
Anyone adopts you, you must kill them. The only way I stay safe is if I'm not your parent. What are the
poison
human...
Poison ivy?
Poison ivy? I'm not a plant. She doesn't care.
Two-Face? Two-Face, maybe.
I mean, he just doesn't... Penguin's the only one who I think would lend me a sympathetic ear. He'd lend me a sympathetic...
Well, because he thinks that... And also, well, his motivation would just be the fact that Penguin would see it as a business opportunity, because if you kill us, then you inherit our money.
Yeah, yeah, plus he might be like the whole inheritance thing. He might either A, believe you that you didn't kill your parents, or be like, it doesn't matter. If we can convince people you didn't, then you might get the inheritance, and then that would help the Penguin out.
That's great, because that feels like it's just leading up to a legal battle. Which is bad, because I'm being represented by classic Gotham villain, the Penguin.
Well, our lawyer is Harvey Dent.
Yeah, before he got Two-Faced.
Damn it.
He's probably not going to get Two-Faced.
That's
There's
true.
No Batman.
Yeah, that's a good point. In fact, Penguin's kind of the only one who's probably a villain at the time.
Yep.
Everyone else is kind of
mob
the result,
boss.
A bit of Batman.
Well, like in the mob.
Yeah. I join the Penguin. I'll do whatever the Penguin wants, as it means I can eventually kill the two of you.
Fair enough. Okay, so Parent Killer has come out and he's killed our parental figure.
That's what I am absolutely called in the paper as well. Yep. Parent Killer strikes again.
Kills 15 the poor Wayne boy's parental figure.
15
well,
years
you
ago.
Sign up with Penguin, you get out, you kill Alfred. I reckon the commissioner and the police force would just find you again. Back to Arkham.
They put me here.
Killed Alfred. This time you might actually get hung.
I think at that point you're killing Alfred. I'm afraid and scared. We've got a panic room, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the panic room. I'm a fraidy boy.
I might just install guns on our gate. Turret towers.
Yes.
All right. Well, can't go there anymore. I am just a guy. Just a guy who's been very hard done by his existence.
It's funny because now we're in a stalemate, because our security would be through the roof and you're just a guy, which means that pretty much all that's going to happen is me and Joel live a somewhat tense life, but of riches, and you just...
Look,
shit.
But we're the Waynes. We're beloved.
Yeah.
I would hold a press conference being like, our brother is sick.
It's great
if
to imagine
you, see,
you,
if you see
holding
him,
hands and having the conference.
Yeah, holding
at the same
hands,
time.
Being like, if you see him, do not approach him. Call the police.
Or approach him with a gun. What?
If you are a parent, you may be shot.
Keeps shooting parents. He has killed every parent he's ever met.
If you are. Just real gaslight Gotham. He's killed so many parents.
Watching this from like an old shitty TV in a Penguin hideout. What the fuck?
There was once, I remember, the moment our beloved dog,
Fifi gave
birth to some puppies. I'm pretty sure Jackson, parent killer, idiot, took that with malice and hatred.
That dog was the only friend I had in that house.
Picked up that dog and drowned it in
front
of all
our eyes. They killed the dog
because
I loved it. What the fuck is this?
We evacuate the city except for Jackson to drop a bomb on it.
The only way for Gotham to be safe is if we nuke this man.
Ever since our parents died, I've been thinking back on how even their parents died. And I know the reports say natural causes, but look, I mean, Jackson was the last one to see them alive.
I wasn't alive when they died.
I was a baby.
I was an infant child.
I like the idea of us, like the Waynes, like they love the city even though it's scum. We're just like, no, we hate this city. Bomb it.
Build a new one. We're going to Metropolis.
Yeah, bulldoze it. It's fine.
Actually, you probably would just go to Metropolis. Are you attached to Gotham?
Not really.
It's kind of shit.
It's kind of shit. And
we're
that's
rich
where
and
our,
Metropolis is just
our brother
over there.
Killed our parents and our good dog.
God damn it.
So we go to Metropolis. You're going to chase us there with a penguin? Because there's a man that might have a word with you about that.
Yeah.
But surely Superman knows I'm innocent.
You've just killed Alfred.
Yeah.
You're not innocent anymore.
Alfred was my tormentor.
You shot a guy with a... You shot an elderly man with a machine gun in a car park.
I guess I gotta follow you to Metropolis. Maybe I'll try diplomacy. Outright bombing you isn't working. Maybe I'll try being like, fellas, please, just...
Well, if we're that rich, we might be in the circles of, like, Lex Luthor and, who else is the
we're gonna be careful about Lex Luthor getting Lex Luthor on side, because then Superman might side with him.
Well, yeah. I know, but we don't know. Lex Luthor's just a businessman. I'm also a businessman in this situation.
Yeah, that's
so,
true.
So, like... And you're the star lacrosse player. You might then get traded to the Metropolis Knights.
The Metropolis Mangoes.
Yeah.
Metropolis' lacrosse team. That's great if I, to get you, pretend to be the mascot, the Metropolis Mango.
Oh, no.
Pull a piece on you and shoot you in the leg.
Yeah, you're captain of the Metropolis Mangoes. I'm in, like, the stands and, like, you know, the business trench coat, clapping along, being like, I'm so proud of my good brother.
They're like, and the Metropolis Mangoes are on the, oh my God, that mango is a gun. Bang, 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 in the leg. And then I just leg it, but I'm in the mango costume. So I'm slow.
That's funny to then legally change your name to, we just sign off and change his name to Jackson, definitely guilty idiot. You go to court, you're like, hey, my name's Jackson, definitely guilty. Like, that was a... They take that as you like trying to plead.
Oh, okay. So that
you
was
admitted guilt.
No, mm-hmm. No, no.
That's my name.
Yeah. Well, sorry. You just said you're definitely guilty. That's not what happened. See, they somehow
as
took
you can
control
see,
over
look
my
at,
name.
Look at this. Name changed by deed poll, signed by your legal guardians. Joel and Joel.
When did that happen?
Well, you were committed.
Well, when Alfred died, Jackson. What?
And with you being committed,
we inherited
someone had
it.
To.
Damn it. God damn it!
And then we're rich, so I just go to a good surgeon and I can still run fine.
I get thrown in... What's Metropolis' jail?
Maybe the Phantom Zone or whatever.
They put me in the Phantom... just a guy! Christ!
Superman's just like, you'll never see Earth again, not for 10,000 rotations of the sun or whatever.
Excuse me? Zod's in here! Hey, Zod, what the fuck? Family fucking blows. Superman's not my family. Oh! I just thought...
So how'd you do it, Jackson? How'd you kill your parents?
God damn it! I didn't. That's great as well, because that means when Zod inevitably comes up with some plan to get out of the Phantom Zone, I just gotta crawl out at the same time.
It also means you'll die, because you'll probably be like, we're in space, and you're like, oh, okay.
Now, the Phantom Zone's like a location, isn't
it? Yeah. You can breathe there.
Yeah, you can breathe in the
Phantom
Zone.
No, breathe in the Phantom Zone, but I reckon breaking out of the Phantom Zone, you might...
That's if he... I was imagining him breaking out on Earth to fight Superman, and I just scarper in the background of that.
Scuttle away.
In a mango costume. Yeah. That's the worst bit.
I didn't do it.
I'm not even guilty.
You shot him in the leg and you killed Alfred.
Like, man, this is very funny to imagine again. Me in like, again, this giant business trench coat wheeling out Joel Dusher in a wheelchair. Everyone being like sympathetic, like, oh my God, his brother did that. Panning to you also in a wheelchair being like, where's my sympathy?
My dad
come on.
Used me as a shield. And I was thrown in Arkham fucking asylum at 11. Then Superman put me, a human being, in the Phantom Zone.
Ladies and gentlemen,
no one likes
jury,
a sook.
As you can see, Jackson, definitely guilty idiot, has fabricated the events of the past. His time in Arkham has made what we like to call some kind of, not a fugue state, but basically an alternate reality.
He's delusional.
In what he believes happened. He's so delusional that he's making up a story of our father, our good... honest, honorable father throwing...
The best man I ever knew.
The best man we ever knew, apart from our equal best men we ever knew. And that man over there...
I like to imagine you two...
from both of us.
...going to, like, weird degrees to prove my story's not true. You're like, Dad's arm didn't work. He couldn't have thrown Jackson.
He had damaged it with RTI due to signing all those peace treaties that day.
He had damaged it through RTI for all the hugs he gave us.
He could never have thrown our brother, who was not only wet, but also very heavy. Why? This is just slander.
His arms were so tired from hugging us. He loved to hug us.
Everyone knows ugly, doughy boys are heavy.
Yeah. And here's a picture of 11-year-old Jackson. Look how doughy and
heavy
he looks.
Here's a drawing I did of him. Here's the sun for comparison.
Can everyone please have a look at the photos that we took of both of our Game Boys? As you can hear, broken because of his actions.
I had a drawing of a Game Boy, and I was only allowed that occasionally. Lifting up my shirt to reveal a very infected and big wound. No one has seen to this still.
Evidently, you can see he clearly did this to himself for attention.
Why would I? I would go to Lex next. Hey, I'd be like, you want the Wayne fortune? Let's make it happen. Let's just kill him.
I don't do that. I'm not a parent killer like you.
God damn it.
The Waynes are nothing but good human boys.
Yeah, Lex would like us.
Yeah.
Because
we haven't turned vigilante. We're just doing business.
Superman threw me in the negative zone. That's pretty bad. I'm a human.
Maybe you didn't die in the negative zone. Maybe you're one of them.
Maybe your blood's special. What? Drained of blood by Lex Luthor. I wish they'd beheaded me. This blows. Surely there's a villain out there sympathetic with my cause. There's going to be someone who'll look after me in this cruel world.
Black Manta.
Sure.
Because Aquaman killed his dad.
Yeah, Aquaman killed your dad. I didn't kill my dad, but you know what it's like to have dead parents be just part of your deal.
But then if he thinks you're guilty, he will kill you.
But your name is definitely Guilty Idiot.
Yeah, not by choice. I wish it wasn't.
Is there a Batman villain that hates their parents?
Probably.
That you could get on side.
Didn't Hush kill his parents?
Maybe.
Hey, Hush, I didn't kill my parents, but you might be the only friend I have.
Also, you didn't kill your parents? You're a coward.
Also, Hush grew up with the Waynes, so he would have been a kid we knew. Hey, Hush, remember me? Remember how I lived in a terrible, abusive home?
Well, it'd be nice because you could go to, like, Hush, because he was, like, he's a plastic surgeon. Yeah. You could go to him and be just like, look... Yes, I killed my asshole parents.
Yeah, sure, I did. Give me plastic. I knew it. Yeah, great, good. I did it, and this was all worth it. This is good.
Imagine we get a recording of that. We play it like, see?
Just like pulls off his shirt. I was wearing a wire.
I love the Wayne boys.
I was such good friends with Joel and
Why?
Joel.
Why? You killed your parents.
Yeah, dude, my parents sucked. Yours ruled.
Why does everyone think that? Look what they did for the city, sect. Jackson.
They built a train.
I'm just going. I'm just going to go live in like fucking Star City or something. Screw this.
There we go. Good.
And on that note, I've been Joel Wayne.
And I've also been Joel Wayne.
I've been Jackson Wayne.
Sorry, who are you?
I'm Jackson. I'm definitely Guilty Idiot. I hate this city and also Metropolis. My brothers are bad people.
That's a long name.
Shut up.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sanspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack.
for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.